You're listening to the Texas Standard.
What might be euphemistically described as a special tool in Texas law allows the state's rent-to-own industry to file criminal charges against Texans who are unable to pay their debts. That's according to a new investigation by the Texas Tribune and the folks at NerdWallet. This law was written decades ago by lobbyists for the rental industry, and it's resulted in some unexpected legal and financial limbos for many rent-to-own customers in the Lone Star State. Jay Root is an investigative reporter for the Texas Tribune and was part of this investigation. He joins us now. Good to have you back on the big broadcast, Jay.
Good to be with you.
Let's get this straight. In Texas, if I understand what you're writing here, you can go to jail if you don't make your furniture payments?
Yeah, you really can. I mean, it's usually not a situation where you miss one payment and you're in jail the next day. It's usually there's a larger dispute here, but the issue is that if you bought furniture on a credit card and you didn't pay your credit card, they couldn't do this to you.
Right. Right. So how do people find themselves in a position where they owe somebody? Tell me about some of these businesses. Are they
had two really different cases? The first case that we led the story with was a woman named Melinda Sandlin. She went into a store on North Lamar Boulevard in Austin, Texas.
Uh-huh.
It's called Discount Furniture, and she, according to her, she had no idea she was signing a rent-to-own contract. And they have little placards there that say acceptance now, you know, build your credit. And acceptance now is a division of Rent-A-Center, and they set up shop in Ashley's Furniture and Rooms to Go and places like this place she went into. So she had no idea. So there's a cautionary tale for you right there.
She thought she was just buying on credit over time.
Exactly. And she claims that's what they told her. Now they say no, you know, and it's true that the contract, and she recognizes this, the contract does say rental purchase agreement, but it's a lot of fine print, and you know, she just wasn't looking closely enough at her contract. And by the time that she did look closely at her contract, it was too late. And she recorded all of her phone calls with these people. So we know for a fact that they threatened to use the Texas Penal Code against her. And they said, we're going to file theft charges against you. Well, she had already paid more than the cash price of this furniture.
So it would have been on interest alone, right?
Right. I mean, she would have. I mean, if she had bought it for cash.
Interesting.
She would have been. And now another woman that we talked to, totally different situation, knew she was getting into a rent-to-own situation in Waco at a company called Discount Advantage Furniture in Belmead, Texas.
Okay.
And she had a lot of calamities happen to her. She got evicted from her house. She's very poor. Grew up in the projects, but she did. She said she had never, you know, done anything really bad before. She had gotten arrested previously because she didn't pay her traffic tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You see a trend here,
and so
anyway, she was getting her life back together. Went in to get her license, and they said, "You have a felony arrest warrant." And she was like, "What?" And you know, when she moved. She changed addresses, and the company tried to locate her at her old address.
The arrest warrant was on the failure to pay the furniture bills?
Pretty much. Basically, the way the law is written, this is what is so interesting about this. The way the law is written, it says that it mentions rental contract. If you sign a rental contract and you don't adhere to the terms of the contract and the goods have not been returned,
mm-hmm.
then you are presumed to have stolen it. So it's kind of like a guilty until proven innocent
that
clause.
That is incredible. Let me ask you something quickly. This has already made something of a splash. From what I understand, on Friday, lawmakers were talking about maybe doing something about this law.
Yeah, you know, and it's sort of, you see a little bit of the contours of a bipartisan kind of criminal justice reform thing. For example, Connie Burton, a conservative senator, she was the senator who beat Wendy Davis, the Democratic star, a few years ago. She's always interested in criminal justice reform. And then you have Democrats like Kirk Watson from Austin. And basically what they're saying is, look, you know, people should, if they say they're going to pay for something, they should pay for it. But there's no reason why the criminal justice system should be involved in this.
Jay Root, investigative reporter at the Texas Tribune, will link to his latest, texasstandard.org. Jay, thanks.
Thanks for having me.